to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this good day that our good Father has given unto us. Yesterday we were talking about the fruit of goodness. It is the goodness of God that leads others to repentance.
Love
that led us to repentance.
Yes.
And therefore now there is no,
no
condemnation through Christ Jesus
because
we are born again. So we are no longer condemned. We are no longer held to the requirement of the law. It has been fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the next fruit of the Spirit that we'll be talking about today is faithfulness. Faithfulness. What is God faithful and true to? His word.
Word. Yes.
He is faithful to his word. He who promised is faithful. Faithful to what? Faithful to the promises in his word.
Yes.
All throughout this Bible, you'll see that God says, for my name's sake.
Yeah.
Not because we beg or we cry or we plead or we try to negotiate, but he works for his name's sake. That which was written ahead of time. He is true to his word. He said, plead your case, state your case. Let us contend together with what? With the word.
Word. Dan, let me give you a thought when I was studying this particular fruit here of faithfulness. Think about this. Faithfulness matters more than popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Faithfulness matters more than popularity. Because faithfulness is continuing when nobody applauds.
That's good.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Faithfulness is continuing when nobody is applauding.
That's right.
That's why we said faithfulness matters more than popularity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because when you're popular and everybody applauded, it's all great and dandy.
Yeah.
But to be faithful in the little things there, oh, hallelujah.
So basically what it means is you're faithful even though nobody's applauding
you.
Yes, so even when something is inconvenient, you still go on and you do it.
Come on.
Not because somebody else is raising, is putting,
clapping.
You're doing it because you want. And you also, when you remain loyal, even though circumstances change, so that means you're faithful. In other words, you're not doing something because of your surroundings or because of what you're getting from it. You're doing it because you're faithful.
You're faithful.
Yes.
And mark, the Bible says, you guys can find it, mark a faithful man. That man will abound in many are blessed. That man. God honors faithfulness. I'm talking to someone here this morning out in Raider Land. Hear the encouraging word. No one might be applauding you for the task you're doing. No one is telling you how great you are for what you are doing. But remain steadfast. Sometimes we get discouraged. But I challenge you today to remain what? Steadfast in that. Be assured that God is seeing you and will reward you. Mm-hmm. So Faithfulness matters more than applause. Mm-hmm. Faithfulness is continuing the task that you're doing when nobody applaud you. And one thing God does, God honors consistency. Mm-hmm. And I teach this. You got to be what? Consistent. You can't just start something and just drop it because it get hard.
And that's not being faithful.
That's not being faithful.
And Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Amen.
A faithful man shall abound in blessings.
Amen.
So that man who is faithful in what he does. And the Bible says, okay, here it is. The Holy Spirit just dropped this reminder in my spirit as we on faithfulness, how faithful is important. It says, the talents. How about that? The Holy Spirit just dropped that reminder. He said, talk about the talents, why faithfulness is important.
Yeah.
The reward was based upon their faithfulness. The reward. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. The reward was given to them based upon their faithfulness. He says, when he says, you have been faithful over little, I now make you rulers over much. Because you've been faithful doing it. Now, I am rewarding you with much. So, back to the point that faithful in things when nobody's applauding. That's the key. When nobody is cheering you on, that's when faithfulness is important.
And what about if you were given a diagnosis that you don't know the outcome? You have to have faith that God's will be done and it will turn out the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly. And I like that. It will turn out the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
I might not know the outcome immediately, but I believe that the end will be good and I'm going to be faithful to what God says. So this morning you wake up and you have a promise from God and you've been waiting for it and you haven't seen it yet. Don't give up.
Never give up.
Don't give up. God honor consistency.
Yes.
Be consistent.
Amen.
In what God says. Be consistent in it. Here's another scripture to remind you in our devotion this morning. It says, we should not give up in well-doing. Yes, that's
Galatians
it.
Galatians chapter
six.
Let us not grow weary while doing good.
Good.
For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
And in other words, if we do not faint, lose heart is that we quit. We have to stay committed.
Yes.
Stay committed. Man, I love this, the fruit of the Spirit. And how many times, like you said, Diana, you says we just read that and recite them, but never stop to see how important they are. And we open up this month teaching by saying, love is the one that produce the rest. So don't forget this. Without love, there will be no faithfulness.
There you go.
Without love. So you're not faithful? Check love. The fruit of the Spirit is love that produce joy, that produce peace, that produce long-suffering. The fruit of the Spirit is love, and from love come the rest.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a big hallelujah this morning here.
Yes, amen.
Because his love is the key.
Yes.
The key fruit.
1,000%.
That's right, Emily. 1,000%. So when you're not, when your life lacks faithfulness, check love.
Right.
When your life lacks kindness, check love.
Amen.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just go back and see.
Yep.
Because if there is love, there will be kindness. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There will be joy. There will be peace if there is love. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, as they progress, and then it said that the faithfulness comes right after the goodness.
Yeah.
When we go down to verse 10 of Galatians chapter 6, we just read verse 9, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Then in verse 10 it says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
Yeah.
So we continually have our mind set on goodness. We are full of faith, knowing that when we are doing good, that we are honoring God and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That we will receive a harvest of what we sow. So when we're sowing goodness, we will reap. God is faithful and we are to be faithful also, and that means full of faith.
Yeah.
So I said, well, what does faithful mean? It means full of faith. Even though I don't see it yet with my physical eyes, I'm full of faith. So I continue to operate in that way or in that direction, following the principles, the path of God. I'm full of faith. You know, sometimes faithful. It's hard to be faithful. No, we need to be full of faith because faith is a substance. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it tells us now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it exists, but it's not yet seen. It's not yet fully manifest. It's not yet fully tangible. So that's why we continue to work on it by faith to bring it to pass in the earth realm. So when we're doing things, you know, the applause happens after the work, after all of the practice, after all of the trial and error. That's when the applause comes. So faithful is to be full of faith. How could we be full of faith? To be full of the word.
The word mm-hmm. produces. Mm-hmm. So when I have the word that David says, mm-hmm. your word is a lamp and a light unto my path. So it's hard now to show me where to go. The word is what inspired me every day. Mm-hmm. David reminds us, he says, your word, O Lord, I have hid in my heart mm-hmm. that I will not what? Sin against you. Mm-hmm. So when your word, the entrance of your word, O Lord, give light. Mm-hmm. That's Psalms 119, powerful. Mm-hmm. David talk about how important the word of God is, and we have to take that and live that to the full. Yes.
And that he goes back in remembrance and he brings the word and reminds himself of the faithfulness of God. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.